Good afternoon. I'd like to call us back into order at 1:02 PM. Clerk, roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Keen?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Potts? Second Speaker Redcorn?
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard? Congressman Tillman? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here.
Assistant Chief Walker?
Here.
Speaker Shaw?
Present. We do have a quorum. We are now on reports of select committees. Congressman Keen.
Thank you, Speaker. The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning. First up is Bill Number ONCA 2596, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 26 in the amount of $75,913,722 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Big Horse, Redcorn, and Keen. Next up, we considered Bill Number ONCA 25-122, an act to amend ONCA 24-73 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch for merit in the amount of $1,071,937 and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Redcorn. Final committee action is due pass is properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Big Horse, Redcorn, and Keen. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Good Fox.
Motion to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance ONCA 25-105 to third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
Second. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. Thank you. We are now on general order day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Hearing none, we're now on general order day 3, where amendments are voted on and the order received. Hearing none, we're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 25-122, an act to amend ONCA 2473 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch for merit in the amount of $1,071,937 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Redcorn, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Would anyone else like to speak for or against ONCA 25-122? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor.
Thank you, Speaker. I'll be brief. This is, as the title states, this is for fiscal year 2025, so the previous year of work for our employees. It is my intention, and as I believe it's the intention of the body, to come back and address FY 2026. So I just want it noted and clarified that this is for the work done over the previous fiscal year for FY 2025 that we want to acknowledge.
The question is, shall ONCA 25-122 pass? Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts? Second Speaker Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Good Fox?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keen?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 25-122 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, please say no.
Yes.
The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 25-122 will be advanced to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 2596, an act to provide an appropriation to the Osage Nation Executive Branch for fiscal year 2026 in the amount of $75,913,722 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, how do you wish to proceed? Congresswoman Rivard is not on the call. Is there anyone who wishes to speak for or against ONCA 2596? Hearing none, we will move on to the roll call vote.
Second speaker, Redcorn.
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Speaker Shaw.
Yes. ONCA 2596 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, yes. Please say no. The alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2596 will be advanced to enrollment. We are now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Speaker, I'd like to notice Congress that the requirements of a discharge from committee have been met on ONCR 2519 and would like to request you to place it on tomorrow's agenda.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, then I'll motion to, instead of going through the motions tomorrow, I'll motion now to place it on third reading on tomorrow's agenda following engrossment.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Motion passes. We're now at adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, please say no. We're now adjourned. Thank you and have a good day.